You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yeah, we done tell you already, Jess B and Ruby Doe run the crew.
Yeah. Never back down, never back round. Life a movie, then I act out. I'ma stand out, yeah, we take a stand now. This is real life, baby, no caption. Melanin in your space, there's a blackout. Jazz B, pack a punch, now the place packed out. Journey to the top, already been mapped out. Beat, make it drop, throw your damn back out. You're getting chewed up, spat back out. Stay up at the top like we damn camped out. Check beat egos, another man down. We bring the party to the damn trash out. I drive the thing, baby, cockpit. Bad energy, bitch, stop it. See bad energy, then I chop it. You drop nuts, I drop hits. Yeah.
Ooh, come race me. Cause she got the keys to the Mercedes. Foot down, gas pedal locked down. Yeah, we run the city, no debating. Ooh, come race me. Cause she got the keys to the Mercedes. Foot down, gas pedal locked down. Yeah, we run the city, money making.
So what other brother tap me, no sucker. Wonder Woman muscle voice move like butter. Pop up on the scene, stunting all of a sudden. Double down on the grind, better clear out the clutter. Me mugger, grass cutter. Got all my homies with me like the Last Supper. Take no handouts, but I got the upper. Always must die like John Tucker. Yeah. Pull up to the fashion, got braids in my hair. When I pop in, it's a warning, I'm here. They talking, I make moves, don't care. They don't wanna see you win, stay bitter, alright. I made it out my country, no quitter, alright. Just be the beef, a big dipper, alright. If it ain't about love or a figure, good night.
Ooh, come race me. Cause she got the keys to the Mercedes. Foot down, gas pedal locked down. Yeah, we run the city, no debating. Ooh, come race me. Cause she got the keys to the Mercedes. Foot down, gas pedal locked down. Yeah, we run the city, money making.
Bad energy, bitch, stop it. See bad energy, then I chop it. Bad energy, bitch, stop it. You drop nuts, I drop hits. I made it out my country, no quitter, alright. Bad energy, then I chop it. If it ain't about love or a figure, good night. Good night.
Yeah. Go on with the fuckery. Me and Jess be run things on the city, yeah. We don't want no bad man around ya. We don't want no dirty boy around ya. We don't want no bad dirty girl around ya. Gweh with your bad man, gweh with the bad energy. I don't know, Jess be around the ting.
Jess B, Drop Nuts featuring Ruby Doo. How you going, Jess?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's so awesome to have you in the studio. It's been a hot minute.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That is great. This is from your wonderful new mixtape, Three Nights in Amsterdam, which has just come out last week, about 10 days ago now or so.
Yeah, last Friday. Yeah.
And it's been like a minute in the making. The name kind of, I feel, sets the premise a little bit. Can you tell us a bit about how this came to be, Jess?
Yeah, it was so crazy. So me and Half Queen, we were in London last year. We'd gone over for some music opportunities, but we're also just kind of like, I don't know, banging around, having some fun as well. And my publisher hit me up and was like, hey, like, we have an opportunity for you to go and do some sessions in Amsterdam. And I was like, what? Like, and so I was like, okay, I said yes. But I didn't really know anything about the general sound that they make in Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about the producers, so I kind of just went in blind, and I was there for 3 days and three nights, obviously.
Nice.
And it ended up being like some of like the most exciting times that I've ever had making music, just because I realized when I got there how much it was like the sound that I'd kind of been looking for,
yeah,
and like really wanting to tap into and make. And then I just had kind of stumbled across someone who like did it professionally and really well and exactly how I liked it. So I kind of just went crazy, and I just made like, it was probably in the end, it was probably about 10 songs across the 3 days, and then came back to New Zealand with them and sort of like finished them off here this year. And yeah, it's turned into this little mixtape.
It's so good. And it's like the sound, I think what you're saying there is like so true, because I have never thought of like hearing your music in a kind of dance hall context, but as soon as you kind of put it together, you're like, this makes total sense that this would be something you kind of like take to like a duck in water. What was it like working with those producers?
It was just awesome, because it was just like there's so many different aspects to, I guess, music in general that I like. Like, I obviously, my roots are in hip-hop, but I also really love EDM and dancehall and reggaeton and like lots of different genres. And it was like I was able to choose different elements from all of those genres that I love and sort of like mash it into this crazy vibe without feeling like I was moving too far away from I guess I've created as like, I don't know what a GSB sound is, but I felt like it was still very much me enough sense for me to like be like, let's just go, let's just do it.
Yeah, hard.
And then once I'd kind of made all the music, I felt like it was only right that it kind of came out together as its own thing. And I would love to keep making music that sounds like this in the future, obviously, but it was really nice to just have this be like a stamp in time. This was like literally one trip that I did and one sort of like set of inspirations. So yeah, it was just the best experience.
Yeah, it does feel like a real natural step into this kind of realm. It must be so bizarre to look back at like being in London last year, being in Amsterdam last year, going to clubs, doing all the like normal stuff you do when you go overseas and have a good time, and now being like, oh, COVID. How are you feeling about that?
Well, I mean, like, I guess everybody's feeling like hard done by, but at the same time, like, I'm not the only person who's, you know, not able to be overseas or whatever right now. So it's been, some parts have been a blessing, you know, it's been okay to be at home this year. But I will be getting out as soon as possible. I'd love to go and like back to Amsterdam and perform. The both of the producers that I worked with, who are from Amsterdam, are also DJs over there. So they kind of do the whole festival circuits, over there. And I was just saying outside, just before I came in the studio, Amsterdam is like has the most festivals per capita in the world.
Whoa, really?
So they will have like 3 or 4 festivals a weekend for like 2 or 3 months.
Damn.
Consistently. So these guys just kind of don't even have to leave their own country to like make a really good living for themselves DJing and or performing.
That's awesome.
And so I was like really keen to like, you know, try and do some shows with them. That was like my little plan, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously that's not happening. So I've just been like,
pipe dream now.
Yeah, yeah. Can you guys like pause that idea so when I come back
we can still do this?
Yeah. So that would be amazing, obviously, if I could go and do that. But I mean, who knows? I don't even know if everything's gonna be open next year.
Who knows? I mean, that is the kind of weird question mark over everything at the moment. But it's kind of good to know what you want to be doing when you can kind of hit it running again. I'm really kind of keen to know about like when you were writing these, because obviously you had this like short window and it seemed like it was a hugely exciting creative like process for you. How did the like actual writing of these tracks, did it just come really fast? Is it like, did it feel different to how you normally write, or did you have stuff that you were already working on that you kind of brought to this project?
Honestly, I mean, none of it was pre, you know, like I did work on all of it while I was there. It was kind of just like, I just felt like so generally inspired. Like I couldn't believe that I was in Amsterdam and working with like producers from there and writing music, and like my little £50 flight from London and back was like paid for. And I just thought that was the coolest thing that had ever happened to me, you know? So like, and being in London with my best friend, it just felt like it was literally the best time of my entire life. And so it kind of felt like the energy that I was riding on during that time was just like quite electric. So I think I was just sort of just going for it. Most of it, I mean, there was one day I remember I was like in the studio, I was like to Shaq, you know, what should I write about today? Like what's something I should write about? She's like, write about our party filth, you know? And I was like, okay, cool. I'll make a little theme song. And so that was like, you know, sometimes it's just like conversations that will be like, that set the theme for what I'm going to write for. Mm-hmm. And then some of them like Drop Nuts that you just played, like that was absolutely just me having fun. There's like no deep and meaningful behind any of those lyrics. It's just, you know, a bit of fun. And then obviously when I brought it back to New Zealand, I got Ruby Doo to do the hook. And so, I mean, some of them are as shallow as they sound and some of them are, you know, a little bit deeper in the thought process, but
there's no bad thing. That's, you know, they're all kind of good ways of making tracks. It is awesome as well, I think, to be doing all of that with Shaq and have kind of your people around you. It's also really cool to see, I think, the energy that you guys have brought back from that trip into parties, like the parties that Filth have managed to throw in and around lockdowns this year and stuff. With kind of COVID to one side, what are you excited about for like music happening in Tamaki Makaurau at the moment?
I mean, honestly, I'm just excited for live stuff. I feel like so much of like, especially, well, all the artists that I know, it's like so much of the what you get out of music is connecting with people who have listened and relate or and enjoy. And also, I just love performing. It's probably one of my favorite parts. Like, I enjoy being an artist, like, pretty much on every angle. But, I mean, performing is, like, awesome because it's when you get to put your everything you've been working so hard on, you get to kind of like get the rewards from that.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm just excited for summer, and hopefully, you know, things stay on the upward and we can have heaps of shows because I also haven't made any money in ages, so I'm just like, I would love to make a buck somewhere, you know?
I think there's a lot of people feeling like that at the moment. We have got 09 to the World Freestyle on the playlist at the moment, and we were talking about this off mic. Everybody loves a postcode rep. It's like, hey, that's where I live. That's where I'm from. Do you feel like when you've been overseas and stuff, do you feel kind of like you bring a little bit of that like Auckland or like New Zealand kind of pride or sound with you? Do you like to sort of like walk into a space and be like, this is who I am, this is what I'm about?
Yeah, for sure. And I think, like, I don't know, every time I've been overseas, it's kind of like I cannot hide the fact that I'm from New Zealand, like, because as soon as I start talking, people are like, the hell is this black person with this accent, like, what is going on? You know what I mean? So it always becomes a point of conversation anyway, and people are usually like quite perplexed. Like, I've honestly had like black people overseas be like, wait, what, there's black people in New Zealand? I'm like, yeah, man, there's actually a few of us, we're like doing some stuff, you know, it's pretty cool. So I mean, for me personally, like, I can't, you know, we are who we are, right? We are from where we're from, so it's just a part of who I am. And I think it's cool. You know, like, when I was in London and stuff, I think it's dope to be like, yeah, I'm from New Zealand, like, this tiny ass little country, and like, here I am with you guys listening to the same stuff that you are, or whatever. So I'm into it.
Oh, it's an awesome thing. And it's been like a kind of a hectic year in many, many ways. And the like black community in New Zealand and black musicians in New Zealand have kind of been playing a huge role, I think, in like helping people understand some of these massive contests that are going on, like with the Black Lives Matter movement over in America and stuff. It's been like a weird silver lining to that has been seeing, I guess, like black music in New Zealand kind of get this moment to have a bit of a conversation. How has that felt for you as a musician?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, like, I guess I've been, you know, doing music for a couple of years now. And when I first started, probably Razor Beezer was the only other, like, you know, African artist that I knew of, at least. And I think that especially in the last probably year, there's been like so many other people starting to come out of the framework. And I think it's just like, there's a couple of things at play, I guess. Like, you do need a couple of people in, you know, the public eye to open those doors up. But I also just think that there's a generation that's like, we, I guess, people who are in their early 20s and late teens now, we grew up here, and so we're just starting to get to the point where we're ready to like step into like the wider New Zealand like society, I guess, and we have something to say. And I guess, it's been a bittersweet year because obviously it's been really hard on lots of fronts for, you know, lots of reasons. But at the same time, like, I've been talking to some of my friends about how the kind of like black youth community in New Zealand have really like rallied together for support, but it's also sort of resulted in like lots of friendships and connections and like creative like ventures that might not have actually happened if we hadn't have connected in that way. So it's a really special time for, I guess, the black community in New Zealand, and I guess the creative arts, as you know, as a whole in that regard. So I'm really like really excited that I'm not one of two black people in, you know, hip hop. And like, it's, I think it's just gonna keep growing. And I've even met people that I didn't know 6 months ago who I think are so dope. And I'm like excited for more people to be in the music scene and more, you know, opportunities to come for them, because I just think it's so exciting.
Hard out.
I could talk about it for hours, to be honest.
Well, long may it continue, I reckon. We're gonna play 09 to the World Freestyle now. Jess, thank you so much for coming in and having a chat.
No worries, always a pleasure.
And we'll see you soon, hopefully on a stage.
Oh my gosh,
kicking ass. That would be great.
Manifesting that.
We're all manifest. Every texter manifest that. Thanks, Jess.
Thank you so much.
If you don't do it for your hometown, who will? Central born and raised, grown up too real. And I care about a lot except how you feel. Cause look at where I got to, just me, no deal. Yeah, I made it out the city, you can tell them that. Hard work pays off, tell it to the bank. And I never really leave cause I always get back. Any rules around me, know I've been that. Auckland City where my people stay proud. Four girls on my whip on K-Road, stay loud. If you wanna mess around, try us, get clown. Get wound up, cut the hounds up, touchdown. Don't know no bounds, but I know your mama. And your brother in my DMs got screenshots. If you wanna, three knocks on the door, now the teapot's on, so the cheap shots don't work, no wonder.
If you don't do it for your hometown, who will? Auckland City, where my people stay proud. If you don't do it for your hometown, who will? Auckland City, where my people stay proud.
Look, I won't take swings, I'm not a lumberjack. But sometimes I wish that I could take my number back. But you know I done hit you with the block, block. Call me cause I glowed up and that's without the rock, rocks on me. I won't open up, so don't ever knock, knock on me. This a steady foundation that I've got on slowly. Going rock on lonely, I'm not soft on phonies. You the fakest one here, so here's a knockoff trophy. Trying to get my spot up on the world map. At the same time, we having fun, baby, make the thing clap. Me and you, yeah, that's a comprehension skill gap. If you wanna run your mouth, check your syntax. So kick back with it, everybody knows where I've been at. Cause I only talk real, recommend that. I'm only trying to swim with a dip that 09 to the world, that's the impact.
Yeah. 09 to the world. 09 to the world. 09 to the world. 09 to the world.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.